A second chance for Nardelli.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Bob Nardelli didn't have such a good run as CEO of Home Depot. The company's stock performed badly. Shareholders didn't like Nardelli's pay package. He resigned in January. But today, Nardelli got another job. And in this one, he won't have to worry about his stock price. Chrysler named Nardelli chairman and CEO. Chrysler just went private on Friday. The private equity group Cerberus bought an 80% stake in the carmaker, and the company announced its new management structure this morning. It is ugly out there in the stock markets right now. Most of the Asian markets fell between 1 and 4% today. European shares are down 1 to 2%. On Friday, the Dow fell 281 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 had their biggest one-day percentage drop since February. Today, the dollar fell to a 15-year low against other currencies. Foot and mouth disease is back in Britain. An outbreak has prompted the U.S. and Japan to ban pork products from Britain. Beef is already banned because of mad cow disease. Our London correspondent Stephen Beard is with us. Stephen, how is the British government responding to this?
The British government has moved very fast indeed to contain this outbreak. All movements of livestock around Britain have been banned, and the UK has imposed its own ban on the export of all animals and animal products from the UK.
What kind of economic impact might this have?
Well, it could be devastating. It certainly was in 2001. It's destroyed Britain's rural economy. 10 million sheep, cattle and pigs were destroyed. Britain's meat and livestock export market collapsed. And perhaps most damagingly of all, tourism to the English countryside also collapsed. It's reckoned that it cost the UK about $16 billion.
Now, Stephen, what do we know about this case, how it all got started?
Ironically, the likeliest culprit seems to have been an animal health research facility near the affected farms. Work was underway on a strain of the foot and mouth virus at that facility. Now, there's a government-owned laboratory there, and that laboratory is actually accusing a US-owned pharmaceutical company called Merial for being responsible for the outbreak. Merial, which is a pretty big operation, employs about 5,000 people, denies there's been any breach of biosecurity, but an inquiry is underway, and within 2 days, it's reckoned, we'll have a clearer idea of how this virus got out into the countryside and into the livestock, which this facility was set up to protect.
All right, Stephen Beard in London, thanks.
Okay, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org. And by Duke University's Fuqua School of Business Executive MBA programs, where working professionals earn Duke MBAs from locations around the world. Online at DukeExecutiveMBA.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
One of the big stories of last week was Rupert Murdoch finally winning his bid for the Wall Street Journal. The way the story went was the Bancroft family was deeply divided over the sale. Then at the last minute, a couple of Bancrofts skipped over to Murdoch's side and the deal was done. But Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan believes the Bancrofts actually lost the Journal a long time ago.
The Bancroft family sold tremendous amounts of stock over the years, and what happened last week was the family had so badly set up the way it controlled the company, all you needed was a couple of Bancrofts, and that was it. So the Bancrofts tried to take control of the company about 20 years ago permanently and couldn't even do it right.
Well, exactly what did they do wrong?
Okay, the way to see what they did wrong is to compare what the Washington Post company and the New York Times company did right. In both of those companies, when they decided they wanted to have stock that traded in the public markets, they set up from the beginning two kinds of stock. There was family stock, and then there was plebeian stock for, say, people like you and me who are not part of the family. Mm-hmm. And the key there is you needed a solid majority of the family stock to take control of the company. However, at Dow Jones, what they did, the shares voted together for a majority of the board. If you got all of the public stock and call it a quarter of the Bancroft stock, you'd have the whole company. And that's what happened. Rupert ended up with something like a third of the Bancroft stock, and that was all he needed. I mean, if I ever want my life controlled by a family, I will not pick the Bancrofts.
Now, what kind of setup will Murdoch have with Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal?
Well, News Corp, it used to be very tightly controlled by Murdoch's family, but as it's gotten bigger, it's got more and more shares and more different kinds of shares. But if you look at the family, you could see the family's at war. There was a very nasty divorce. Several of his grown children who may or may not be estranged from him. You can see where down the road, if there's some falling out within the family, which I think is inevitable after Murdoch goes, that company could get sold too because the family would just settle its differences by selling.
So same thing could happen to Murdoch that happened to the Bancroft family?
Right. With any luck, again, I'll even be around to write about it.
I think we know where you stand on this one, Alan. All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Scott.
Alan Sloan is a senior editor at large for Fortune magazine. The Wall Street Journal made its paper physically smaller at the beginning of this year. Now the New York Times is doing the same thing. Today, a slimmer version of the Times hit the newsstands. The paper cut off 2 inches. Those 2 inches are expected to save about $10 million a year. But the paper will have about 10% less space for news. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.